This could be one of the last podcasts of the event. We're running out of time. So I'm here with two of the lovely ladies of user experience in Sydney and Canberra. So I'm just going to throw over to them. Introduce yourself, Twitter handle if you want to give it, and some impressions of the conference.
Hello, I'm Karon Carruthers-Taylor. I'm based in Canberra. My Twitter handle is at Karon, not surprisingly. That's spelled C-A-R-O-N-N-E. And my takeaways from the conference, I really enjoyed Darren Menekinson's visualization prezo, because I do them and believe in them, and Darren's a fellow conspirator in that, so I absolutely love those, support them. And the other one is I love Shane's Daring 101, and he's got a website that he's looking for contributions on. That says ixda101.com.
Yeah, I talked to him.
Yeah, I'm really interested in that and keen and supportive of that. What other ones? I like Steve's. Oh, and Nigel's presentation was really good.
Not that you're biased or anything.
Not that I'm biased at all, but I thought he was great.
It was good. It was exactly what I needed right now, so
thanks,
I found
Dean,
that really good.
Yeah. Nice backup, Dean. Thanks.
Now, to our second participant.
Hi, I'm Linda Gayhard. I am known as Pixelated on Twitter. That's P-I-X-E-L-8-T-E-D. And I have to agree with Karon on the first two points that she made about Darren Menekinson, that's right. His talk was very good. I find it very pointed, because I've actually done visualizations as well, and I can totally agree with him. They are very useful in the selling of the design strategy. And I also quite like Shane Morris's talk, even though he embarrassed me at the end. But I think that was
It was all
fault.
In fun.
Yeah.
It's only a deflection.
Yeah. I left my bullshit hat at home, so I couldn't really... but anyway, one talk that I really quite liked was Matt Ballara's, though. The case study that he presented on agile design, not necessarily development, but design, was very interesting. And I had a chat with him after, where he said he hasn't actually been able to use it since. But, you know, it's a really good, I guess you will, could call it, discussion of the exercise, and just putting the idea forward and suggesting that designers should actually give this a go, because it would actually speed things up and probably make things a little bit cheaper.
Cool. Thanks, guys.
Thanks.